About 100 years ago, San Francisco was a 12,000-mile trip from Brooklyn because she had to go by the way of Horn. Today, 3,000 miles away. The San Franciscans won't be satisfied until they're part of Brooklyn. And after seeing San Francisco, I can understand why. They boast about their progress. Up to 1849, their entire population could have sat in the shade of the one tree that grows you know where. Today, they got almost a million, and they owe it all to the 49 gold rush. When they found they couldn't get rich any other way, they went and discovered gold. While the gold lasted, everybody was busy digging and digging. When there was no gold left, they found they were stuck with 14 hills of dirt. So it shouldn't be a total loss, they decided to build San Francisco on those hills. Since then, life has been an uphill struggle. And when you get down to it, it's another way of getting up in the world. They brag about the Golden Gate, which ain't no gate at all. It's just a plain bridge that goes practically nowhere. Where I come from, we got a bridge that goes to Brooklyn. That rock out there is one place where you can make a federal case out of one visit. It's called Alcatraz. A pen with a lifetime guarantee. San Francisco was named after St. Francis, the patron saint of animals. And you can see it in the names they use around town. They call their auditorium a cow palace. Their city dock is Fisherman's Wharf. Their baseball team, the Seals. And you never know when you're going into a restaurant or a pet shop. Knob Hill and Telegraph Hill are considered exclusive. To live there, you need two requirements, a pair of good lungs. The one thing that made San Francisco famous, they're doing away with. Its cable cars will pass, not because of a shortage of streetcars, but because of a shortage of conductors with strong backs. Anyway, the conductors on these cars have a responsible position. Whatever goes wrong, the conductors are held responsible. No wonder these cable cars were considered outstanding. Anytime during the ride, the passengers never knew when they'd find themselves not only outstanding, but out pushing. Maybe these people are used to being off their trolley, but not me. In the Old West, every crowd carried a rope. Here in Frisco, every rope carries a crowd. Seeing San Francisco without seeing Chinatown is like visiting New York without taking in Brooklyn. They have the largest Chinese community outside of China. And you first realize it if you lose your laundry ticket and you have to go looking for your laundry. Chinese population live here mostly under their own authority and in the customs of their ancestors. Dig that crazy hot rod. These Chinese had clever ancestors. Here's the Chinese telephone exchange. I wonder if I can put in a call to Brooklyn. The Chinese say that one picture is worth 1,000 words. But it seems they can't convince their women any better than we can in Brooklyn.
Sorry, no connection. Brooklyn, wrong number. Goodbye.
How do you like that? Well, as Confucius say, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Maybe he heard of Brooklyn.
I beg your pardon. Are you referring to that motley populated 84 square miles located in the county of Kings, saturated with 2,798,000 population, considered the fifth ranking industrial city in the United States, has a $5 million library, Coney Island, an abundance of cemeteries, Ebbets Field, the home of them bums, and famous for one sickly little tree, very sorry, never heard of City of Brooklyn. Goodbye, please.
He must be Confucius. In order to drive a car in San Francisco, the motorist has to be air-minded. It's the only town that goes in six directions, east, west, north, south, up and down. Just about when you think you got the hang of it, you run into Lombard Street, which not only goes down, but goes around and around. Lombard Street has the distinction of being the crookedest street in the world. Guess they never heard of Wall Street. This is where the cops test drunken drivers. If you can drive down without having an accident, they figure you must be drunk. Here's the famous Fisherman's Wharf. People from all over come here for delicacies of the deep brought in by rod, reel, net, hook, line, sinker. I don't know. In Brooklyn, we get the same results with just a can opener. Nightlife in San Francisco sets a very high standard, and you first realize it when you get your check. This used to be the old Barbary Coast. Today it's pretty tame, but it's still one place, if you're on the loose, you can really get tight. They do everything to make you feel at home. I can't understand it. What kind of homes do these people come from? One thing you have to give them credit. They cater to every taste. And some of the stuff the caterers dish out ain't bad at all. But it don't take the visitor long to discover that the most popular dishes in Chinatown are Oriental. Now, I know it's true what they say about Chinese women. They're the same like the girls in Brooklyn, always hungry. In order to get a bird's eye view of this town, you gotta be a regular mountain goat. The husband here not only has to be a good provider, but he has to be a good retriever. Their waterfront is called the Embarcadero. You can say what you will about San Francisco, but you have to admit one thing. It has everything any visitor can want, especially transportation back home.